first Sunday, we want to honor someone for being a member of the month. This is someone that has usually been to the church for a little bit, and we want to get more to know about him or her. We want to let me ask some questions, and when asking these questions, we can maybe get a little bit more we know about. Have a special person today as the member of the month. Let's see if we have a picture of it.
We do not have a picture.
Don't have a picture,
oh,
but Clark.
Awesome. Yay.
Clark, I want you to come up here and sit with me.
Awesome, Clark. Deep secrets.
Clark, and listen, I'm telling you right now, this is going to be like pulling teeth, because it's hard to get Clark to talk. But I'm going to encourage him, and I'm going to ask him some questions. And I'm going to see if we can get to know a little bit more about Clark. Now, there's some questions, you know, I ask everybody. I want to know a little bit about your background and things like that. Let me ask you, where were you born?
Longview, Texas.
Longview, Texas. How long did you live there in Longview?
Oh, until I was about 20.
20? Well, so you went through all your schooling and growing up right there in Longview, didn't you? What did your parents do?
Well, my father worked at Warren Petroleum.
He was what?
Worked at Warren Petroleum.
Oil Company.
Okay.
Oil Company.
Uh-huh. Oh, did your mom work outside the house? Or was
no, she worked inside the house.
She's just a housewife.
Mm-hmm.
When you were growing up, did you have brothers and sisters?
One brother, one sister.
Are they older or younger?
They're younger.
So you were the oldest one in the family. Well, what was it like growing up in Long? What kind of kid were you?
Mm-hmm. Bad.
You weren't at your best behavior when you were young whippersnapper, were you?
No, I was okay.
When you were living there with your brothers and sisters, did you get along with them?
Yes.
You did? Man, I grew up with a sister and she wore me out. And now I love her to death, but yeah, maybe I wore her out.
You were a baby if I remember right.
Yeah. So, did you go all the way through high school?
Yes.
Did you go to any school after high school?
1 year of college.
1 year of college. So you grew up in Longview. You were there till you were 20 years old. So what was it that moved you out of Longview?
Military.
So you went into the Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force?
Army.
Were you drafted or did you enlist?
I was drafted.
Were you scared about that?
No, not really.
Was the military what you expected it would be?
Yes, it was.
It was? What was the hardest part about being in the military?
Boot camp.
How long did boot camp last?
6 weeks. That was 6 weeks. Yeah.
6 weeks? So during that 6 weeks, it was a big change in your life. What were you, 20 years old then, or 19? 19 years old, right out of high school, got drafted into the military. Where did you go when you were in the service?
Went to Korea and Germany.
What was your job in the military?
I was a gunner sergeant.
You say a gunner sergeant?
Yeah.
When you were in the military, did you see some things that bothered you?
Yes.
Were there times in your life when you thought maybe that you weren't going to make it out alive?
No.
No. So when you were over in Korea, was the Korea War, I mean, what was going on over there then?
It was still fighting.
Were you actually in warfare?
Yes, in Korea.
When you were in Korea, how long did you stay in the military?
I've been there for 8 years.
Oh, wow.
So you re-upped it once then, right?
Right.
Did you ever think about making it a lifetime thing?
Yes, I did.
What changed your mind?
I don't know.
When you were growing up in Longview, did your parents, were you raised in a Christian home? Did they go to church? Did y'all go to church?
Yes, every Sunday.
Went every Sunday?
Yes.
Your brothers and sisters, all of you went together?
Yes.
Did that help you when you were away over there by yourself in the military?
Yes, it did.
When you were going to church, is that when you first accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, or was it later in life?
It was later in life.
Okay. When you were in the military, and after 8 years and you got out, you had some rough spots in your life, didn't you?
Yes, a lot of.
Tell us some of the things that you had to go through once you got out of the military.
Just coping with a new life.
Were you married when you went into service?
No.
Were you married shortly after you got out?
I got married when I was 20.
So you got married while you were in the service then. Did your wife come and stay with you, or was she staying behind here and you didn't get to see her very often then, huh?
No, she was Korean.
Oh, you met your wife was a, see, I never knew that. Your first wife was a Korean. How long were you married to her?
10 years.
Okay, when you got out of the service, she came home with you?
Yes.
Did you have any children with your first wife?
Yes, we had two.
What children did you have?
A boy and a girl.
So, after you came out of the service, you and your wife, were your kids born while you were in the service or afterward?
While I was in here.
So while you were in the service, you became a father, a husband, you were a soldier. A lot of things changed from being just a 19-year-old kid living in Longview. Now you're a grown man. You're a father, a husband, and a soldier. What was it that when you had to make these changes, what was it that maybe is something that you didn't cope good with?
I cope good with everything.
When you came home, how long were you and your wife still married before you divorced?
10 years.
I mean, how long were you back here when y'all split up?
Oh, it was about 8 years.
Okay. Did when you were here, what kind of jobs did you get when you came back home?
Welding.
Welding?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what your trade is?
Mm-hmm.
Was it tough to find a job when you got back, or were there a lot of jobs open?
A lot of jobs open when I first came back.
So, there were some times that you were arrested and you had to spend some time in prison, is that right?
Yes.
Was this while you were married or after you had divorced your wife?
After I divorced.
Okay. Do you still have contact with your son and your daughter that from your first wife?
Yes.
Okay. Do they live here in Dallas?
Yes.
Does your ex-wife live here also?
No, she lives in California.
So when you got out of service, is that where y'all moved to, California, or did you move here?
I moved here. She moved to California.
Okay, so she moved to California, and did you bring the children with you, or did they stay with the kid, with her mom?
They were with me.
Okay. They were with you. So you were growing up having a young boy and a young girl. You were a single father. Tell us a little bit about what kind of problems you ran into that cost you your freedom. You had to go to prison for a while.
Married to the wrong company, wrong crowd.
You know, that's a big problem with a lot of kids today, isn't it? It's not that they're such bad kids, but they just hang around with the wrong people. They listen to the wrong advice, and they get themselves in trouble. When you were initially put in prison, how long were you in prison for?
6 months.
Okay, so you said earlier that you were, you didn't really accept Jesus Christ as a young man later on. Was it during that period of time that you found Christ, or was it even after that?
It was a little bit after that.
Okay, so after you got out of prison, were you able to get work then? Because I know it has to be hard once you have a prison record. It's hard sometimes to get work, isn't it?
Yes, it was hard, man.
Did you find any jobs welding, or what kind of work did you have to do when you got out of prison?
I still found jobs welding.
You what?
Welding.
So tell me about your experience that where you did accept Jesus Christ as your Savior.
You remember that time?
Yes, I remember.
Tell me a little about it.
Well, that's probably the best time of my life.
Were you, what were you doing? Were you going to church at that time, or was it something that God spoke to you in your home, at work? Just how did you turn your life around?
God spoke to me and I turned over from there.
Amen.
When you were later in life, you met Shelley, right?
Mm-hmm.
I remember the first time I met you, and I remember the time that I married you and Shelly. Y'all were in Shelly's father's house, and I remember at a time there were
were struggles between Shelly's dad and you that he at one time didn't believe in interracial marriages. Did he ever talk to you about that?
No, he did.
Well, you know, I think he had changed his viewpoints on that by the time y'all were actually getting married, because he gave your blessing to marry Shelly. Hasn't always been easy, has it? When you were, there have been times when Shelly was in prison, times when you were in prison, times when you were both out together. If you had a wish, if I could grant you a wish, like I was a big genie, okay? And I could tell you, Clark, I can do one thing for you. What do you think it would be that you would want for yourself?
Quit asking me personal questions.
That's satisfaction.
So that's being satisfied. Being unsatisfied is something that you go through now then, right? Is there disappointments and despair in your life?
No, not really disappointed.
What is it that makes you the happiest, Clark? What is it that really kind of just makes you happy?
Family life.
Do you get to, you know, I know it's, you don't get to spend a lot of time with your family now. Shelly is in prison, and hopefully she's going to be able to get out in the near future, and want to get back together and have that family again. Are you getting to spend any time with kids or grandkids or any of those things?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, Brittany comes again. His granddaughter comes to get him a couple of times. Good.
We're good. I'm, you know, I know how important family is. I came from where family meant the most, and I have a big family. I have 5 kids and tons of grandkids, and we even have great grandkids, Clark. That's how old we are. We're great grandkids. But we're great grandparents. I keep telling them that. We are great. They're not listening, but I tell them that anyway. So,
thank you.
Jesus has, once Jesus came into your life, what changed about you?
Oh, boy.
What were you doing before you accepted Jesus Christ?
There was nothing but change come just being in the church.
Well, how did you hear about this church? How did you hear about Bartimaeus?
From Shelly.
Was Shelly going here then, or did she just know us through Kelly?
She knew you through Kelly.
Yeah. When I remember back not too long ago, a year or so ago, when I spoke with you when you had gotten out of prison, you said that God showed you that one day you were going to stand behind that pulpit. You remember you telling me that?
Yes.
I remember you did get up and speak one Sunday. I want to encourage you, don't give up on that dream. I want you to follow that dream. I want you to continue to
pursue that, and I want you to come up to me and tell me, Pastor, I want to share, I want to do something. I want to hear from you in this. I don't want you not to do it. I know it's hard for you sometimes because you're a shy guy and you don't really enjoy speaking in front of people and that kind of thing. But God has something He has given you, and He wants you to share it. And He wants you to share it with us, and He wants you to share it with the world. Mm-hmm. And you and the people need to hear that. And I want you to promise me that you won't give up on the dream, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anybody have questions they'd like to ask Clark? Clark will tell you anything you want to ask. If you ask anything about him, he'll tell you. He's not trying to hide his past.
Oh,
he's not proud of it, but he's not hiding. Yeah, Pam.
I just want to ask a question. Do you like to sing?
Do you like to sing, Clark? No.
Oh, okay.
He's like me. God didn't give a voice to everybody. And He certainly didn't give one to me. But that doesn't mean we can't sing in church. We don't have to be good in church. Now, I'm not going to stand up and sing solo, but I'm going to sing when we have congregational singing, and we should all be doing that, because all we're doing is expressing our love and admiration for a Savior that has done so much for us. So don't worry about that part, but not all of us are meant to sing. Anybody else have a question for Clark?
Yeah, Clark, you said you were in the Korean War. What years were you in the Korean War?
60s and 70s.
In the
70s?
In the 60s
and 70s.
60s and
70s. Early 60s was Korean, because latter 60s and early 70s was Vietnam.
You never had to go to Vietnam.
Studying in
the
early 60s.
Yeah.
That's what my dad was in.
Yeah, early
60s. Yeah. So that's what it's like. If it was at the Vietnam or Korean, because that didn't make any sense to me.
Anybody else have a question they'd like to ask Clark? Clark, I want to express our appreciation for what you have done in the military. Our soldiers are so brave and do so much for us that anytime we come across somebody who's spent time in the military, I so admire what my dad, what my father-in-law, what my brother-in-law, other people that have. I never served in the military, but I certainly want to tell you how much we appreciate what you have done for us there serving our country. I want to tell you that now you're God's army.
Yep.
And you need to be a warrior for Him. And I want you to stand up and take your place, Clark, because God's got something special for you. I'm so grateful and so thankful that you're so faithful coming here. I know sometimes it's hard for you to get up and get around. I'm so grateful to Don and Brenda for what they do for you and help take care of you. And I'm just going to pray with you, and then we'll go on with this. But I just want to tell you again how much we love you, Clark, how much we respect you and depend on you, okay? Heavenly Father, as we come to you today, Father, as we lift Clark up to you and Shelly, Father, we just pray for this reunion that's coming soon, Father. Father, we know that you have something special for each and every one of us. We have a gift, and you have given us a gift, God. You don't give gifts to one and not to the other. You have you have given us gifts and special talents. Father, we want to use them for you. May we continue to search and find that gift that you have given us. Father, may we all be witnesses to you. You expect all of us to share with one another what God has done for us. And Father, I just lift Clark up to you today, give him boldness and take away any fear or doubt, Father. Just show him how much you mean to him and how much he means to us. Father, I speak blessings on Clark and his family and the Potts as they help take care of him, Father. I just speak blessings on him, financial blessings, Father, physical blessings. Father, we pray for the healing of Clark, Father, and Shelley. Father, we just speak spiritual blessings on them. Speak to them, Father. Show them. Let them know that they haven't given up. Father, you haven't given up on them. They made mistakes. I've made mistakes. There's nobody here that hasn't made mistakes. But God, you haven't given up on us. And we have a future and we have a place. And I want Clark to see that today, Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Clark, after service, Linda, you're going to sit right over there and Linda.